You may be seated. Scripture this morning comes from Mark's Gospel, the 10th chapter, beginning in verse 17 through verse 31. The rich man. As he was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and he knelt before him and he asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." And he said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Now Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." And when he heard this, he was shocked, and he went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around, and he said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were greatly astounded and said to one another, "Then who can be saved?" And Jesus looked at them and he said, "For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For all God all things are possible." Now Peter began to say to him, "Look, we have left everything and we followed you." And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive a hundredfold now in this age, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers and children, and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." This is the word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, we do thank You this day for Your word, and we ask, Lord, Your blessings to be upon it. I ask now, Lord, that You just allow these words to be pleasing in Your sight this day, and allow my heart and my words to be pleasing. For it's in Your Son's great and holy name we do pray this day. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen.